The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Sam Turner, Chris Pimlott and Gary Capewell in the studio. It's Pontefract, Brighton and Lingfield on Wednesday afternoon, Yarmouth and Kempton in the evening domestically, and there's also racing over in Ireland from Sligo on Wednesday evening as well. So plenty of racing to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by William Hill Radio's Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Yes, good, thank you, Mark.
Good. Just a few things to talk about before we get stuck into Wednesday's racing, Mick. You're going to look at some racing at Pontefract for us, but we'll just have a quick chat about some of the news. And I suppose the big news in terms of the hierarchy or in the top of the industry is Paul Bittar's going to call it an end at the end of his term. He won't continue.
Yeah, it's a bit of a poison chalice, isn't it, that that particular job? I mean, it must be almost impossible. I mean, there are so many different self-interest groups pulling in their own direction and not really working to the greater good. That's the problem, and it must be nearly impossible. I mean, I was on the National Trainers Federation for council for 10 years, and even inside our own federation, it was so difficult to get agreement on anything because all the trainers could see the thing was from their own point of view, how it affected them. They couldn't see or didn't want to see the bigger picture. You know, we tried to introduce 5-day entry schemes and things like that, everything we had to fight for. It was just, you know, because it didn't fit their particular agenda, and it's the same across the board. Everybody's got their own agenda, and it must be an absolute nightmare to try and pull it all together. I'm not surprised 3 years in that job would be enough for anybody.
Yeah, it'd certainly tire you out, wouldn't it? I mean, he's had some good things come out of it, hasn't he? The national reforms has appeased people that criticised the race in the past. He's been in charge while the whip reforms come in as well. He's got rid of the negative side of the sport, I suppose, in terms of those things.
All right, I think he's done a good job, and he's done it in a sort of quiet, authoritative way as well, hasn't he? I think he's been a good man for the job, but I can understand him not wanting to go on.
Okay. One thing that won't go on as well is the partnership between Jim Crowley and Rafe Beckett. They announced on, I think it was Monday afternoon, that that partnership will be coming to an end. Apparently no bad feeling between the two, just deciding to go their separate ways.
Yeah, I think it's more or less his commitment to Frittery Hayes Horses, isn't it, that's caused the breakup. And it's Jim who's made the move. I think he's putting his eggs in the Frittery Hay basket, basically, and Rafe wasn't happy with it, but there you are.
OK, bit of other news. Olivier Pellier's joining the team for Europe in the Shergar Cup.
Can't believe it's been going since 1999, Mark, can you, the Shergar Cup?
Is it that long?
1999 was the first one. You know, and you thought, well, a novelty thing might sort of, you go 2 or 3 years and then peak and disappear, but it seems to be going from strength to strength, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it surprised me a little bit, that. But that's one big signing for the European team then. And just one more bit of news just to touch on before we move on to the important stuff and Wednesday's racing is Estimate, who it's disappointing at Goodwood. They've put it down to the track, that she didn't handle the turns and the undulations, and they're hoping she bounces back in the Lonsdale Cup at York.
Yeah, I don't know whether just blaming the track is the total answer. I mean, it hasn't come out, but she could have been in season or anything. You know, she might be one of those older fillies and mares who don't particularly show that they're in season. But there was something sadly amiss. It wasn't her at all, was it?
No, I mean, you compare that to the Ascot Gold Cup run, and completely different horse, wasn't it? So.
Well, exactly. And we've seen that. You know, we've seen the form of Frank with Miss United running a blinder in Goodwood, and so the form is solid from the Ascot Gold Cup, unless that race took more out of her than we, because it was her first start of the season, wasn't it?
I might be right.
Maybe that's just bottomed her. It's not just the track. It can't be just the track. It's got to be either she was in season or she had a harder race than we thought at Ascot and she hadn't quite had time to recover from it, or a combination of all three.
Yeah.
But let's hope she turns up at York in good nick.
Okay, hopefully so. Anything else caught your eye, Mick, before I move on?
No, just another great week in Galway as well. Dermot, yeah, consolidating his position as leading trainer at the track. I think the crowds were up, the turnover was up, and it's just an absolutely fabulous festival. It's just a great shame, I think, that it clashes with Goodwood. They could stand on their own, those two festivals.
Yeah, just move one of them a week further forward or backwards.
It would certainly help the betting industry. Mm. How can you sort of concentrate on those two at the same time? And it was great. I thought the biggest cheer of the week in Galway was when Miss United was passing the post in Goodwood. Drowned out poor old Johnny Murto, was getting interviewed at the time, drowned out his live interview, the noise that the Irish crowd made.
Good, good stuff. Right, let's move on. Wednesday's racing is fast approaching. Mick's going to look at three races at Pontefract for us, and we'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Okay then, on to Wednesday. Starting in the 3:40 at Pontefract, and this is a Class 3 handicap over a mile and a half for three-year-olds and older. Eight of them in the lineup mix, so we might get a nice each-way shape to the race as well. What are your thoughts here?
Well, I think it revolves around the 2 3-year-olds mark, doesn't it? With the weight for age over this trip, £11, and it really counts now at this time of year. We're into August. They are Hidden Gold, a daughter of Shamadal, trained by Sidebin Sarus. Sylvester De Souza taking the ride. She's stepping out of her own sex, and she's against her elders for the first time. But this is only her fourth start, and she's won two of her three. And only going up four for that Doncaster handicap win last time was certainly a step back in the right direction. She made a winning debut at Salisbury in soft ground, went back there for a handicap debut on good form, was well fancied, didn't perform that day. And you just thought, oh, well, maybe that maiden was a flash in the pan. But much more like it at Doncaster last time. There's obviously more to come with only four starts, you know, she is moving against the boys and against her own, against her elders as well. The other three-year-old is Rocket Ship, son of Sindar, trained by Sir Michael Stout. Joe Fanny's been booked to ride. Not many ride Ponty better than Joe. Didn't have to improve to win a weak Catterick maiden. He showed better form in defeat in races prior to that win. But that would have done his confidence good. It was a nice confidence-boosting win at Catterick. Well worth Sir Michael sending him all the way up there. I don't think he just went to Catterick to find a race for him. I think he went to build his confidence. And if you go back to one of his earlier defeats, that Goodwood handicap debut second looks very strong form, with the winner running very well in good company the next twice, including at Glorious Goodwood last week. So that form looks strong, and his mark of 82 looks fair enough, and I think he'll probably come out on top of the three-year-olds. If the three-year-olds bomb out, only Horse and Fools might be the one to benefit. Flat marks into the 80s, but comes here in great form, one from one over CD. And he's also 120-plus, high 120-rated hurdler. Could be the one to capitalise, as I say, if the three-year-olds bomb out. I don't think they will. I think Rocket Ship will add to his Catterick win.
OK, Rocket Ship then, the selection in the 3:40 at Pontefract. Moving on to the 4:10 next, and this is a Class 5 handicap for three-year-olds and older over 5 furlongs, so some sprinters here. And can we start here with Mr Mananan, Mick, who arrives here in good form, chasing the hat-trick.
Absolutely.
And Dandy Nichols has really turned the corner of late as well.
Just unbelievable, and they look great, and they're running great as well. And we saw this fella bolt up two outings ago over course and distance. He looked a picture going to post. I was a bit concerned he'd gone a bit keen because he was pulling Adrian's arms out going to post, but he came back pulling even harder, and never saw which way he went. Couldn't believe it a couple of days later when he followed up at Beverley what price they let him go off at 9-2, the way he'd won at Ponty. And although the £6 penalty takes him up to 81, he's still very well in on his old form. And the wily David Nicholls has put Kevin Stott on to take off £5 at that £6 penalty. He's got a good workable draw in six, and it just remains the one they've got to beat. Teetotal loves it here. It's a bit of a worry that all of his wins here have been over 6 furlongs, not 5. And He did look to have gone off the boil the last twice, but it's dangerous to discount him here. And this race will be won at a fair old clip, which will suit teetotal. But I think the bigger danger to Mr. Manannan will come from Poyle Vinny, who has recently joined Michael Appleby from George Margison. Does not ever run a bad race, this horse. And not a bad start for his new connections at Nottingham last week. Although he was a beaten favourite, he still ran a good race in defeat. And I think he rates the danger to Mr. Manannan, but I do expect Mr. Manannan to land the hat-trick.
OK, Mr. Manannan to complete the hat-trick in the 4-10 at Pontefract then. And the 5-10 at Ponty is the last race on their card. It's the last race we're going to look at. It's a Class 5 handicap over 6 furlongs. This one's just for the 3-year-olds, 9 of them in the lineup. Mick, which ones are on the shortlist?
Well, I'll start with the selection, and that's 4 Ireland. Ben Curtis is being booked by the Inform Henry Candy to ride. Probably frustrating that his mark keeps going up for solid placed efforts and he's yet to win. But he should have won last time at Leicester. He just went off far too soon. Kicked for home a long way out. Got reeled in close home. Miles back to the third. Went up a couple of pounds for that. Up 4 actually. But he looks like a sprinter going forward. And this is an excellent opportunity for him from his Inform stable. Dangers, Percy's Gal, a daughter of Sir Percy. She's yet to win, but not for the lack of effort, and went very close in a maiden over this trip here last October. And coming back here might help, but she's off the same weight as 4 Ireland, and I think he might just be too good for her. And we mustn't discount the top one, Centre Haft, trained by David Barron, who's very good at coaxing further improvement out of horses. He appreciated the return to this trip last time. That was over that was at Carlisle, a classics handicap, so he's a bit more on his plate, upper grade, but still comparatively lightly raced, and he may well have more improvement in him at these stiff tracks like Carlisle and Ponty, etc. So don't discount him. The fact that he's got top weight is not beyond the realms of possibility that David Barron may just have found the key to this horse, stiff tracks. And I think he's a danger to them all. But 4 Ireland for me, and lucky loser, should have won last time. This is a good chance to make amends.
OK, 4 Ireland and a bit of compensation maybe in the 5-10 at Pontefract. Let's just have a quick summary, Mick, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, the 3:40 at Pontefract sees a nice mix of 3-year-olds and older horses, and I expect one of the 3-year-olds, Rocket Ship, to take advantage of the £11 weight for age allowance for Sir Michael Stout, Joe Fanning taking the ride. Mr. Manannan's in terrific form at the moment, like most of his stable companions, and he can rattle up the hat trick at a track he's already won at in the 4-10. And in the 5-10, 4 Ireland, unlucky not to have won at Leicester last time. This represents an ideal opportunity to make amends for that.
OK, good stuff, Mick. Thank you very much. Enjoy it on Wednesday.
Will do, Mark. Thank you.
There you go, the thoughts of Mick Norton on Wednesday's racing at Pontefract. You'll hear that and the rest of the day's action on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. We have this meeting at Pontefract, Brighton and Lingfield in the afternoon. It's Yarmouth and Kempton domestically in the evening, and there's racing over in Ireland from Sligo as well. Sam Turner, Chris Pimlott and Gary Capewell will be your team in the studio, so do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.